We have Dr. Charlene Georgescu, excuse my pronunciation, probably wrong, but this is about sustainable development. He is a former Romanian UN expert on sustainable development. He was actually slated to be the premier for 17 years. He was working in the environmental field of the UN. He was executive director of the United Nations Global Sustainable Index Institute in Geneva and in Vaduz-Liechtenstein from 2015 to 2016. Previously, he was the president of the European Research Center of the Club of Rome from 13 to 15. And also a member of the Club of Rome International in Switzerland.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but we did have to give some information to our viewers because of a visit that we had undertaken a few days ago to Poland.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me today. Yes. Appreciate it.
Did I introduce you correctly, or is there something?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Everything was fine. I hear already, so everything absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you like to add anything to that? You used to work for the indirectly, at least, for the Club of Rome. Has something or someone changed your mind? Do you now have different convictions, or what makes you speak out now?
Yeah, definitely, of course. I was a full member, Club of Rome for many years. I don't remember now, but more than 10 or 12 years. And particularly because I know the greatest goal of the club, starting with 1972, of course, during the time this situation was changed, and I have seen with my eyes this, and not only myself, a lot of other people. And nevertheless, that to be politically correct today, politically correct person, and because I am not, I cannot join anymore the club. So I decide to left the club since already beginning of this year.
You know, the thing is, we have some evidence that the Club of Rome and the goals that it allegedly pursues, that the Club of Rome and the goals it pursues are driven by the same people who are behind what we can now see as a plandemic. Would you agree with that?
I can tell you one point here. Of course, Club of Rome had, as you know very well, Dr. Firmish, Club of Rome was a strong club to influence, correct, the world since 1972 with the greatest report, Limits to Growth, but was led by a great person, one of the with a wisdom, definitely fat, to write the Limits to Growth and to say to the humanity that look, we cannot go anymore like this, in order to destroy and to exploit the natural resources without doing nothing. So this was a strong influence around the planet, and step by step, based on an important point, which in fact is a cause of all the factors, which has been the education made the highest negative impact of the people. Of course, during the time the politicians, they changed their minds, the political leadership doesn't exist anymore, particularly in Europe, and of course we have not any contact in order to discuss further, okay, regarding these topics. And step by step, they become politically correct. This was the point from my side. And of course, a lot of influence, particularly from China in the last years, this I can tell you, a lot of influence. And this influence, of course, transform Club of Rome from a think tank in order to inform, right, the people regarding the situation, particularly the natural resources, in a, let's say, private body, politically correct. This is the point.
And the problem with, this is my own personal assessment, the problem with political correctness right from the start has always been that, of course, it makes sense to be a polite person, but political correctness means that you do not express certain truths because they are inconvenient. That's why I've always been opposed to political correctness. Do you feel somewhat the same way?
I can say a little bit more than you, if you allow me. In a sense, you know, if you are leaving the school when you finalize the school, does not mean that you are intelligent. Mm-hmm. Does mean that simply you follow the rules and you conform mm-hmm. with the rules. So, with another words, of course, this is not for everybody, because here we discuss about the consciousness, and here I'm underlined. That we discuss about the crisis, which is today, is about the crisis of the consciousness. And the only revolution which we need a consciousness revolution today. But this was based on the education. Because let me explain, even in United Nations, and here is the main important point, this institution today, the courage, or the greatest courage, is being capable mm-hmm. of change. Mm. If you are not capable of change, you are not exist. Mm-hmm. Simply like that. Doesn't mean that the revolution in your mind, in order to be free man, doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So for this reason, what those people, they are coming today to say about green passport, correct, or certificate, whatever, mm-hmm. in order to be free, I can say myself that I don't need a green passport to be free. I'm already free man. Mm-hmm. And besides, so I don't need someone to say to me if I'm free or not. And besides, the only certificate for the future is education certificate. And this is coming from your consciousness. Mm-hmm. And this is a pillar, this is a milestone, Mr. Fulmish, about all the tragedy which we are facing today. Because it's absolutely clear that we discuss about a crime of humanity, against humanity, and this is coming from the people which they like not only the money, they like the power.
Yeah.
And for the power, they are ready to do everything. And believe me or not, we are just faced to the starting positions today. When all three of us, we are speaking, we are just in the beginning. Hmm.
So what was the turning point for your attitude toward the Club of Rome and this whole...
And the UN and all the other institutions.
But you said it was in the beginning of UN, the year that you...
UN, I think it's much important, if you allow me. In a sense that after 17 or 18 years, something like that, I can tell you two observations. Mm-hmm. One, that this system is looking just for weak people, not educate and just to be conformed mm-hmm. with the system. They need also smart one, intelligent, but if you are not follow the rules, you are just in the corner. This is the one observation. And one moment, and I can follow just one point. In the top positions, top does mean top. Mm-hmm. Top does mean, you know, the key. Mm-hmm. They are coming just the slaves. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you about the director who is now in... how is called it? Health organization. Yeah, mm-hmm. This person from Egypt. How is called it? Is his name? I don't remember now. Anyway,
You're not talking about the World Health Organization, or are you?
Yeah. Okay. About this.
You're talking about Tedros, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I met him when he was Minister of Foreign Affairs in Ethiopia, mm-hmm. not in his position today.
Yeah.
And I realize how those people, they arrive in this position. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely brainwashed. It's like, a building where you are going, a genie, or you are like all the children today, all the people, all the children are genie, you know, genie, all the people are free. Huh? And after the school and after the system, you are go out like a standard adult, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly, so in the moment when you follow the rules and you are perfect political correct, you are the top guy in order to receive a good position in order to coordinate. So just to give you an example about the system, do you know how much cost per year the UN building in Geneva? How much they spend in 1 year with everything, building, people, you know, infrastructure, everything. We discuss about 2.5 billion.
What?
US. Exactly. I repeat, 2.5 billion US dollar per year. Can you imagine what you are doing with this money, for example, in Ethiopia or in Ghana or in Guinea-Conakry? So for this reason, I spend a lot of time, years. And of course, it's good. I'm telling you, I'm happy that I had this chance. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know inside the system, you cannot do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
But just outside, you make some comments, observation. Of course, could be nice. But important is the solution. How we can promote the solution, because the solution is not just to against them, is to make something bigger,
yes,
something which can change, like in a chess play game, you know, to change immediately, mm-hmm. the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be the chess player, not the chess piece.
In that sense, by the way, we have right from the start of our investigation, mostly due to the influence that Dr. Wolfgang Wodak had, because he was instrumental in for us to get this project on the road, this Corona Investigative Committee. But right from the start, mostly due to his influence, we realized that these global institutions and the global corporations are probably still run by the same people. And these people do not have the good of mankind in their view, but rather they're following completely different directives. And that's why we think we have to regain our sovereignty in our regions, in our national countries, and then connect with each other. But we have to get away from these global structures.
You know, so, Mr. Krumich, the situation is the following. Please follow me. In the moment when this coronavirus, whatever, was coming, how was possible that all the countries was running in the same second?
Yeah.
Which does mean, let me tell you, which does mean that doesn't exist political leadership. All of them, yeah. All of them are under the system. All of them are in the slavery. Mm-hmm. Doesn't exist political leader, particularly in Europe. Mm-hmm. Could be, in my opinion, two. One is in Hungary, one is in Poland. Mm-hmm. But in general and in Europe, doesn't exist political leadership. And not only. This is one observation. And the second one is that coronavirus is just in front in order to cover mm-hmm. other interests behind. Mm-hmm. Because look right now, everywhere, where are the harbors, big harbors in the world, yeah? And all the maritime transport is stopped.
Yeah.
Did you see that, yeah? Why? Because their interest is to destroy the economy.
Yeah.
Their interest is to reset, not the economy, to reset their corruption in order to accuse you that cost to you the economy doesn't run.
Yeah.
So we are facing here with a huge manipulation. And again, I'm coming that the education corrupt the people, because the school, you are going with your children and you are coming out with copy-paste.
Yes.
And from this reason, we have to be very well prepared mentally, spirituality, because for sure, I am saying today official, in not only in front of you, for everybody, for sure will be a new humanity with a new level of consciousness. Absolutely sure. Because everything is coming today is coming for our benefit. Even what we are facing today. The only point is how many of us we can bring the consciousness on a light of the spirit mm-hmm. and to be related with the universe, with a God in a real sense, in a real sense, mm-hmm. not just blah, blah, and, you know, inside the words or inside the church. The church is everywhere. And if the human being, they had the chance today to know what does mean the life, I can guarantee to you that all the government will be fell down, all of them. Mm-hmm. But they don't know, the people, they don't know what does mean the life, what does mean the spirit, what does mean the sky, you know, what does mean the universe. Because we are part of universe, but the universe also is inside us. And because we don't know the life, we have leaders as we are thinking. In United Nations, in UN system, in fact, they are paying you with only one objective, to don't say nothing. And for this reason, I left. Because simply, this is below my level of consciousness and dignity.
You know, we have been wondering, if we look at all these so-called leaders, many of whom, as we know, there are no secrets anymore, many of whom, as we know, have gone through the school, the education of the Young Global Leaders Program. If we look at these leaders, and if you look at what you're just telling us now, I mean, even if you include the WHO, which is just a subdivision of the United Nations with Tedros,
yeah.
They all look like very weak people, very weak people. They do have some rhetorical skills, probably, but in many cases, one important example is our own Professor Dr. Drosten, who invented the PCR test, which he claims can tell us something about infections, which is a blatant lie. In many cases, these people do not have any biography, or if you take a closer look, it turns out that their academic background is all fake. Is that part of the system? You're talking about the education, which only gives us people who have been brought into line and who only learn to follow orders. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct what you said, because the education was part of the system in order to arrive today to this point, mm-hmm. in order to produce UN, in order to produce other institutions, in order to produce leadership, whatever, sorry, political leader, yeah, pardon me, mm-hmm. and other stuff like this. Because only in the moment when the human being, the man doesn't know who he is or she is, you can control them. And in the moment when you control the mind, let me tell you one point. In the moment when you control the mind, you control the state. For this reason, they don't need today nationalism. They don't need today sovereignty of the countries. Because already they control the mind of the people. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. And more than that, they make the vidit impera not only in the country, they make inside the family. Because in the moment when the wife, she's very busy with her job, the man is more than busy with his job. And the children arrive just to the school, like in a parking place, because instead to park your car, you park the children. This is the school. Just you park. It's a parking garage there. The family is not anymore together. You know? And after that, you are coming with books, with magazine, with virtual woman and virtual man, and already the man and the wife looks all this publicity and all this marketing. So they are looking for just for vacation, for other, parties. And the family is not together. A nation is strong in the moment when the family is strong. So here we have to invest in the family. The family is a pillar of the freedom. And more than that, the economy. Let me ask you one point. If today the young people, they are free mind, do you think the economy is running as well? No, it will be destroyed. They will be destroyed, the system. But the young people, they have not free mind. This is a problem. They are not independent. How do you think will be a humanity, which is normal to be, that all the people are smart, wisdom, genie, intelligent, etc.? They cannot control. And because they do not control humanity like it, which is normal to be like this, and all of us to be together, and all of us to know that the only medicine is the love, because they don't control this, they invent the school. And the school produces what we have today. So I wish particularly to congratulate with everything you are doing. You are absolutely fabulous, and what you are doing, it's a huge courage to do that.
We have to do it. Absolutely.
And we are together, and I'm close to you, and I'm ready to do everything for that. But don't forget, we discuss about the system which was started to be like this from more than 200 years ago. What we are facing today was very well calculated 20 years ago. Each millimeter was very, very well planned. How we are doing? Mr. Fulmish, they have not one, guardian behind each of us. This is impossible. But in the moment when we run, we are against the people, they're against each other, they control everything. And they control this exactly through education. Education, it's absolutely essential in this moment. And don't forget, more than that, what has happened today. The young people, the children, they are seeing on the street not only their family, the mother or the father, they are seeing people with the mask on the face, with a lot of stress and undignity. This will be a huge effect in the next years. we discuss here about the subconsciousness. This will affect our future family. The future generation will be affected. We discuss about the next two or three generations, which means the next 100 years. What has happened today will affect the next 100 years, everybody. Because the children from today will be the adult from tomorrow, correct?
Of course, yeah.
Which does mean that they have just one status of life. They are fear about everything. And the life begins where the fear ends. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. For this reason, Osho and others, which said this, they were, you know, they had a lot of problems. And many others, you know, many. In the moment, because the society doesn't need you to be wise, because against the investment of the society in you, because if you are wise, you are rebel. You make questions. You want to be free, and they don't need to be free men. They need just slaves in order to control. I work in almost 8 years in Africa. 8 years to invest in the national parks from UN system. Zero results. Zero. You know why? Because all the political leaders, they are corrupted, all of them. And the population is just in McDonald's and Coca-Cola. They don't understand nothing. And do you know what they don't understand? The attitude. Because in the jungle, the elephant is big. That's correct. The lion is small. But the lion has attitude. For this reason, he's the king. Normal had to be the elephant. But he's not. He's the lion. And those people in those countries, they don't understand nothing from their own country. Just they are slaves of the money. And that's it. I have been with UN system in Marshall Islands, mm-hmm. who is one of the key elements of the planet, which was made, the Americans made a disaster in 1960 with a nuclear bomb test. In 1960, again, I repeat, 1960, huh? Which was, you know, was not necessary to do that, but they did. And the population, they are just in slavery. Because they adopt exactly the control of the system. The foods are coming with airplane. They have a lot of disease, and before they don't know what does it mean, doctor. What does it mean to come someone to say, I'm doctor, I check you to see if you are healthy or not. They don't know. They have no idea what does mean this. Why? Because they need the power on this position. When I arrived in the 8 years ago, I think I had this mission, which I coordinated myself. I was the boss of this mission. I arrived in Marshall Islands like Vasco da Gama. I mean, for the people, they don't know how it's possible that someone ask about them. You know, I mean, and we discussed the third millennium. Mr. Furnish. This has happened today. And in the moment when I have seen the disaster of this country, in fact, this was my end of the point, I left UN system. Because it's nothing to do. Just they are paying you to don't say nothing. Just nothing. Just to be conformed with the system. If you are not conformed with the system, you are out. You are out. You are not good.
When did this happen? I mean, when, because the UN, we always used to think that the UN is a great organization. It's there for the good of mankind. It was, I think its predecessor, it was invented by Eleanor Roosevelt before it then became the UN. But something must have gone wrong. What happened? Is it that the American military-industrial complex or the people who rule the military-industrial complex, they took over? And now it's the Chinese also who joined the club and are using these institutions for their own good but against mankind? Is that what happened?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, UN system today is a private body, full stop. Mm-hmm. In the early beginning, like Club of Rome, they develop the system with absolutely good and dignity objectives. Okay? Mm-hmm. But after that, step by step, they know how they can use these institutions. And in the moment when you are influenced, you become a problem. Mm-hmm. So step by step, they involve insight and they promote, this is a right word, they promote weak people. Weak people.
Because and in the moment when they're easy to be used
easy to
as
control.
Puppets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Easy mm-hmm. to control and to follow the rules. In the moment when you follow the rules, you are perfect. Perfect for the system.
But they have to be weak and ambitious at the same time and maybe greedy or...
Oh, yes. To be ambitious, to be greedy, to are looking for the positions. And exactly like in corporation. Very good observation. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because in corporation, the young people, when they are coming and they receive $500, correct? Mm-hmm. For example, they are looking to their friends on the street. Hey, do you know where I am? I have a car. I have $500. I'm in the bank. Who you are? You are nobody. So they use exactly what the human being has weak, the heart. It's a huge manipulation. Mm-hmm. Huge manipulation here. I mean, here is not just some guys who they want to control, you know, the humanity. No, here we discuss about predictable plan, which was started with a lot of years before. Thank you.
We have Dr. Wolfgang Bodak in the Zoom. You know, he's the health advisor, basically.
He was the one who stopped the swine flu because he was 11 years ago, he was in a position of political power, both as a member of the German parliament, but also as a member of the Council of Europe. I always confuse Council of Europe and European Council, but the one that is independent.
It's confusing anyway, yeah, it's true.
And I think you wanted to ask a question, Wolfgang.
Yes, Mr. Georgescu, I'm very happy to hear your words. And I'm also happy that you experienced, that you traveled a lot and you experienced many different societies. And did you find any society, for instance, in Africa or in Asia or somewhere else, where the family is still shaping the society? Did you find rests of this? Did you find structures that are not damaged by the system you just spoke about, or was it all destroyed already everywhere?
Very, very good question. Thank you. Yes, I find, and I know, there are different places, particularly in the Pacific Ocean, in Polynesia, and not only, also in Africa, where there are group of human beings very far away from what is called civilization. What has happened today does mean our, not this our evolution, it's our involution. But from another side, it's an evolution, because it's an evolution in order to change, to be a big shift today. Because again, I wish to underline what I find for me, and to share with you the truth. The truth is everything is happened today with a God hand. And if it's happened today, this is for our benefit. So we have to look on the positive side, mm-hmm. in order to perform, to be on our dignity straight. So the dignity is the most important piece of the human being today, and not only, but this is the most powerful, and to believe. And even if you don't believe, you have to play to believe.
Yeah, thank you. There is some movement now. People who think, what could happen later? What could we do? How should we come together to shape the future in a way that doesn't destroy our society, doesn't destroy human possibilities? Because human possibilities are very, very big. Beings can be so creative, and they can communicate in a very, 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 yeah, sophisticated way, and find new ways to live together. So this is possible. We have the possibility, and I think there are many people now who suffer from what's going on, who suffer from those tries to control society by some stupid people, some few stupid people or greedy people, and to destroy all the fantasy, all those ideas that are possible with human beings living together. And so we are thinking, we call it a human economy, new human economy, new human exchange. And we want to have new schools. We want to have no schools like unique schools, state schools or so. We want to educate our children in a way that they are free thinking people. We want to exchange goods. We want to produce goods that we know where they come from, and that we see how they are produced. And we don't want to, I think we could even forbid advertising. And we could do some rules which would just cut off all the bad influence. You know, there are some people in US, the Amish people. You have you heard about them? Yeah. They try to make an experiment which is many people laugh about, but I think there is something in it, in such experiments, that we could learn from. And we have such schools in Germany too. The parents try to take their children away from normal schools, and they try to let them experience something different, to have a look from a different perspective. And so there are many ways. For instance, the anthroposophic schools, they have a different approach. And so there are some ways, and there are some parts of society that have already recognized what's going on, but how can we, what should we do to make them bigger, and to make variety of mankind bigger, and to let children learn that there is variety and that there is freedom of choice.
I'm aware about all these aspects, and this is very important. It's wake up. I can see the wake up of the people, and for sure will be a new world with a new level of consciousness. Absolutely sure. What has happened today, again, is for us. We have to don't give up. We have to believe. We have to continue what we are doing, because we are continue this for the beautiful of the life and for what God gives to us. And for this reason, I don't believe that we have we have to run for the human rights, but we have some sort of things as dignity to follow as human being. Okay? So, which does mean that we are facing today with a lot of fake. And we have to come back, which what does mean the life. The life is just about, not only about freedom, about beautiful. So we have to install the beautiful life inside us.
That is probably the point. I guess through over the last decades, maybe longer, but at least over the last, let's say, 3 or 4 decades, it became more and more obvious, even to me, even though I was also involved in this rat race, that everything has turned to materialism. And that's why people probably have forgotten, and especially the younger generations who were taught that materialism is everything. You need a bigger car, you need 2 cars, you need 3 cell phones, you need an extra house, you need a perfect vacation. But this seems to have driven at least one generation, maybe 2 generations, to completely go into the wrong direction. Because as you are saying, it's about life. It's not about materialism. And life isn't just about liberty. Of course, that's the most important thing. But it is also about all these beautiful things that we can do, that we have access to, singing, dancing, hugging, etc. And that's all the things that they want to keep us from doing, because that is what is going to destroy them in the end. You're calling this love. That's probably the essence of everything. They can't deal with that because they don't know about it. They have no emotions. And even if they seem to have emotions, they just fake them because they're totally without any empathy whatsoever.
That's correct. We have to believe on that. And we have to believe also that we are free men from the early beginning when we are coming in this world. We are not slaves. And we are not sheep, by the way. We are lions. All of us.
Good. Yeah.
And like we have to believe on that, because with this, we can succeed.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be together. Only together we can win. Only together.
Yeah.
So this is the main important pillar, let's say, in close to our end of our conversation today, but to be together,
yes.
To be together, because even boundaries, we don't need about boundaries, by the way. Do you know in what hour, what is happening each hour in the world? In each hour, 200 children, they die because they have not water and food, and they invest in each hour 200 billions in weapons. What kind of world we have? So for this reason, what we are doing today, we are writing the history. We are not doing politics. We are writing the history in the real sense. And we have to believe on that, because from my experience, the human being have to arrive on what he deserve to be free and related with the universe, with the God. Otherwise, today we are facing to against other species. Mm-hmm. I met many of them, and I can guarantee to you that I had the instinct and I believe that I met not a human being. Mm-hmm. Because simply they have not heart. Just machines, mm-hmm. just machines. Mm-hmm. On the skin of human being, but there are machines. And I'm not joking. It's not a metaphor here. Mm-hmm. It simply is not a metaphor. It's just a reality. So we have to succeed together and with love. The love can cancel everything. Mm-hmm. It's only, if I can say, form of or weapon in a sense of light, of course. The love. The love which make us in a position to succeed and to deserve this, because we are not here for nothing. And by the way, who we are today does mean a lot of courage. All the people which they are living today, it's a lot of courage to live today. Because for sure we discuss about the third world war, and it's a war with enemy which you cannot see, you know, simply like that. And this is the biggest enemy, the enemy which you cannot see. And because you cannot see, you don't know nothing what you are doing. And for this reason, you follow the rules of the government. And in the moment when you follow the rules of the government, you lost your soul, exactly as Thomas Jefferson said. In the moment when the government decides what you have to eat, what you have to take, what you have to do, you are the slave. You lost your soul. You are the sovereign person. And each person has to decide about his own. Nobody, particularly the government, they don't have to decide this. And for this reason, they invent the government. We don't need, in fact, even that in the future. This will happen. Will not exist boundaries, and will not exist government. Why we need government, by the way? If I love you,
if they're not acting in don't have our common good in, or whatever, our good in mind. I think it's very interesting what you said. I have never met anyone who's a machine under a human skin. I mean, maybe that's possible, maybe you have made like some additional experience, but I think it's, you know, once you derive, like, you know, once you take the emotional part out of human beings, you know, that's already enough of a machine, I think, and very, very dangerous, you know, if the empathy is gone because people focus so much onto like their own advantage, or like, you know, don't like what we see now, that, you know, someone told me today that people are really attacking each other in the subway station because like one coughed in front of the other and now the other is really freaking out and doesn't see that person as a human being anymore, you know, and is so afraid, you know, so they're all manipulated and used. And I think it's very so that in that aspect is really, really very, very dangerous. And I think you're right that you know, our strength is this, like, this connection to other people and to taking care of one another and, you know, all these things. And that has to be really, we have to find, and I'm sure also, as you say, we will build a society or a constellation where people will be able to take care of one another and really live a live a good life as meant for human being. Because that's what we have right now is definitely not meant for like a real human being. Wolfgang, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, so again, don't forget, you are totally right. But again, I wish to repeat, it's very important. What has happened today is for our benefit. We have to think in this direction. Yeah. Because everything we are thinking, they are using.
Yeah.
They know better how the human being is running. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. We have to see this as an opportunity, and we have to use this opportunity to our advantage.
Exactly.
And then I keep telling everyone that I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in spirituality, at least since the beginning of this crisis. So there is something else out there. Call it religion or the cosmos or spirituality, but there's something else out there. And that, I think, will be crucial in the end. But we have to keep working on this. We have to bring out the truth so that we can hopefully save as many people as possible. Because as you're saying, if we don't, then they're going to be turned into slaves, and that's robots. That's nothing.
Exactly. The slavery didn't abolish.
No.
The slavery is much stronger than before.
Yes, unfortunately.
And exactly as you said, Dr. Fulmish, I have seen this in Marshall Islands. I asked the people there about the religion. they don't know what does mean religion, which is good. Mm-hmm. But they believe that is something which make this life happen. And this is very important, because otherwise we are not here.
Yes.
So I'm not for a name, call it religion, whatever religion is, but that I am for the God, or how you are calling, yeah? Mm-hmm. This is absolutely sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely sure, because how we are as human being, we are perfect. We are absolutely perfect, perfect, impeccable. Which does mean that the only role of the science is to understand what is behind, not to advise me what I have to do. Mm-hmm. Which is totally different.
I think there is a big task for each of us. There are things we can change, and there are other things we cannot change alone. So we have to find out with whom we can arrange, and how big such organizations are we can be a member of, to manage those things we cannot manage alone. And we have to distinguish. And I think the idea of subsidiarity, and the principle of subsidiarity is very important, because we have in a way we have to decide with our short life where we engage, to whom we speak, with whom we speak, where we go. We always have to decide such things, and we can't be in two places at the same time. So with our decisions, we decide a lot for us, and we decide a lot for others. And we have to. I'm now here with you and with the Corona Ausschuss, and I could be somewhere else, but you have to decide what you can do, and there you can make mistakes, and I think it's called humility. We have to be aware of our limits, and of the limits of others, and I think there is this love we speak about, which helps us to understand this, and to tolerate that there are mistakes. And even those people who do those bad things now, who are educated in a very bad way, they are human beings.
I have doubts about
and it,
that.
It has to done. It has to be it has to be there has to we have to have this in mind, and they have children, and they are there, and we exist in this one world with them, and so we have to find ways to make it better, to let those people learn that what they do is torture, that what they do is destroy other people and destroying their own life. They are not happy, I think, those people. You're not happy if you're greedy. You're not happy if you kill people. So maybe you're sick. But I think we have to find a way that we have room enough for people who want to live differently, and to tolerate that people self-organize in a different way, and that they build their own ways of educating their children, or helping their children to grow up. It's better than educate. I think we have to have in mind that we can make errors, and that other can make errors too. And this has something to do with love.
Well, I don't think we have to tolerate those people who are trying to destroy us. But in general, of course, the idea is to try.
No, Reinhard, we don't have to, we cannot tolerate that someone wants to destroy us, but we have to tolerate people, but not what they do.
Difficult, but I see your approach.
I think that's an ethical topic, you know, that we should look more in detail once the House of Cards has come down, And we'll then have to, you know, find a way to, I mean, obviously we will be, it will be necessary to live with a lot of people, because there's so many people who have now really got their hands dirty, you know, even if you just thought...
There's so many people you cannot ever trust again because they've crossed too many red lines. But I do believe we all agree on one thing. We have to connect with each other. We are social beings, and the only way to get out of this is by human connection, by using our, not just our brains, but also our emotions, and then we can shape a better, a humane society with a real system of education. Nothing that will have anything to do what we have with what we have now. We don't want to produce slaves. We don't want to produce computers. We want to have real people who dare to ask questions.
That's correct.
Dr. Thank Georgescu, I'm very grateful. These Thank are you. Very important insights. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we are together. Thank you.
Very good. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.